Editor's note. This story has been updated to include comments from District School Board Ontario Northeast, and the legal counsel for Annalisa K. Schmall. A Northern Ontario teacher who discouraged people from wearing masks and getting vaccinated during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic is facing disciplinary action. At a February 16 Ontario College of Teachers hearing, Annalisa K. Schmall, also known as Annalisa K. Meyer and Annalisa Selmechi, pled guilty to professional misconduct for incidents between April and June 2021. Schmall must complete a course regarding professional boundaries with a focus on the appropriate use of social media at her own expense by June. She was working as an occasional teacher for District School Board Ontario Northeast, DSB1, at the time of the incidents and is currently employed by the Huron Superior Catholic District School Board as an occasional teacher. Schmall has not worked for DSB1 since 2021, said Andréanne Dennis, DSB1 communications officer. DSB1 conducted an internal investigation and provided the details to the Ontario College of Teachers, as is required by law, said. Mark Joseph, senior litigation counsel for the Democracy Fund, who is one of two lawyers who represented Schmall at the hearing, said he's pleased his client kept her teaching certification and can return to the classroom. We note that the initial complaints included a fair number of comments that we believed should not properly form the basis of regulatory review and investigation, including many comments that were purely political in nature. These were rightly excluded from the final ruling, he said. We note that many professional regulators are moving to regulate the speech of their members. Since all Canadians, including doctors, nurses, teachers, accountants and lawyers, possess the right to free speech under our Charter of Rights and Freedoms, TDF will oppose speech regulation that we believe to be overbroad and charter infringing. Over 3 months in 2021, the Discipline Committee decision says Schmall posted and reposted statements about COVID-19 on her Facebook page, which was public at the time and identified her as working for DSB1. Schmall's posts discouraged people from wearing masks or getting vaccinated and complying with government and other official directives about such measures. The posts also emphasized that vaccines were unsafe for children and compared restrictions relating to the COVID-19 pandemic to directives from Nazis. One of Schmall's posts read, "Recommending an experimental and unapproved injection for children is unethical, unscientific, immoral, and wrong," while another read, "Adults telling kids to wear masks have no idea the damage they're inflicting. Adults might think children can handle the mask wearing, but they do not understand that children need twice as much oxygen to function normally as adults." She also shared memes about transgender athletes and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, the latter of which was to draw attention to what she interpreted as failures of the Trudeau government, and did not consider that they were discriminatory against immigrants and refugees. The posts were reported by concerned members of the public. DSB1 investigated and issued a letter of expectation to her that said she is entitled to freedom of speech, and noted that some of the comments posted would be viewed as inappropriate and as a result could be offensive to certain individuals. The board also stated in its letter that because she identified as a teacher working for the board, her anti-masking commentary openly challenged the direction of the Ministry of Education and ultimately the board. The October disciplinary panel said Schmall's claims were false, misleading, and capable of causing readers to be reluctant to comply with prevailing public health measures to address the COVID-19 pandemic. Schmall has since deleted the posts. However, the panel found that she violated the professional and ethical standards of the teaching profession. The members' prompt action in removing her posts when the misconduct was brought to her attention does not excuse her failure to make responsible public statements with the understanding that teachers are held to a higher standard of behavior in light of their privileged position in society, reads the document. The panel said Schmall's deeply offensive behavior created an unsafe learning environment for students of diverse backgrounds and beliefs and has no place in Ontario's school system and community. The decision notes that teachers are expected to treat students equitably and be sensitive to factors influencing learning. Members should also be current in their knowledge and incorporate ethics, research and policies in their professional judgment, reads the decision. In its decision, the panel said the professional boundary course focusing on social media will help Schmall. The coursework will remind the member of her obligations as a teacher and will help her to make better decisions in any future interactions with students and online, they wrote.